Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, on Monday, the first day of the week for Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to talk about Major League Baseball. The playoffs have started. And now I want to talk about Major League Baseball.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
Some crack? You want to get some crack? Okay, that sounds good.
I don't care if we never get back. Let me root, root, root for the home team.
Well, all right, Las Vegas and everybody around the world. The Major League Baseball playoffs have started, but the teams were jockeying for position, and they had set the top 5 teams up in each division, in the American League and in the National League. And the teams are playing in the American League, but the standing is as follows. The Houston Astros are in first place in the American League. The New York Yankees are in second place in the American League. The Toronto Blue Jays are in third place in the American League. The Cleveland Guardians are in fourth place in the American League. And the Tampa Bay Devil Rays are in fifth place in the American League. And that's the standing of the first 5 teams in the American League. Now let's talk about the National League. The top 5 teams in the National League are as follows. In first place, it's the Los Angeles Dodgers. In second place, it's the New York Mets. In third place is the Atlanta Braves. In fourth place, it's the San Diego Padres. And in fifth place, it's the St. Louis Cardinals. Now, in the National League, they've already started the playoffs. And the New York Mets lost the first round of the series, the best of 7 games, to the San Diego Padres. So they're no longer playing in the playoffs. They've been eliminated. Now the San Diego Padres are getting ready to play. I think they're getting ready to play the Los Angeles Dodgers. And the Atlanta Braves are playing the St. Louis Cardinals. And that's the standing of the playoffs and the four teams left in the National League. So that's G-Money Sports Report for Major League Baseball. Now, let's talk about the games that played in week number 5 for the NFL. Let's talk about the National Football League. All right, Las Vegas and everybody around the world, we're in week number 5 that started last Thursday with the NFL. And the game last Thursday, I think it was between the Rams and the San Francisco 49ers. So, DJ, Papa D, what happened with that game last Thursday?
Last Thursday, game number 1 of week 5, the Indianapolis Colts beat the Denver Broncos 12-9. You bet on Broncos and under, and it was Colts and under.
Oh, man, I bet on the Colts to beat the Indianapolis. I bet the Broncos to beat the Indianapolis Colts. And the Colts won? Man, the Colts came out of the chute. They've been playing really good the last few weeks. I think they have a 3-2 record now. And the Denver Broncos only have 1 win. And they lost last Thursday. So that's not good. That's my team, and they lost. Okay, so that's a loss for week number 5, the first game of the week number 5. G-Money lost the first game. Well, let's go to game 2 on Sunday and see how that goes.
Game 2, the New York Giants beat the Green Bay Packers 27-22. You bet on Giants and over, and it was Giants and over.
Right on, right on. All right, that's a win for G-Money. So I'm 1-1 going to game number 3.
Game number 3. The New England Patriots beat the Detroit Lions 29-0. You bet on Lions and under, and it was Patriots and under.
Wow, the Patriots beat the Lions 29-0? The Detroit Lions didn't even score? What happened with their offense? What happened with their defense? Oh, I'm so shocked. I can't believe that Detroit didn't show up to play the sorry New England Patriots. Okay, well, that's a loss for G-Money. So I'm 1 win and 2 losses in week number 5. So let's go to game number 4.
Next up, the L.A. Chargers beat the Cleveland Browns 30-28. You bet on Chargers and under, and it was Chargers, but over.
All right. What was the score of that game? 30-28?
Yep.
30-28. Well, it was close. That means the Chargers got their act together. They got their players back and their quarterback is back, so that's good. All right. Well, that's a win for G-Money. So that's I'm 2-2 now. Is that what I am? 2-2?
2-2.
2 wins, 2 losses. All right. Let's go to game
number five. Game number five, the Houston Texans beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 13-6. You bet on Jaguars and under, and it was Texans and under.
Wow. See, I can't believe Jacksonville. I thought they had a dynamite team. I thought they had gotten it together, and they were playing good ball. Because Houston isn't good at all, but they were good enough to beat the Jackson Jaguars. So that was a loss for G-Money. So that's 2 wins and 3 losses. Oh, man. Let's go to game number 6.
Game number 6, Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Atlanta Falcons 21-15. You've been on Falcons and over, and it was Tampa Bay and under.
Wait a minute. Did I take the Falcons plus the points? What was the point spread?
They gave the Falcons 10 points, but they lost by, and they lost by 6.
Yeah. So I won that game.
Oh, okay. Well, if we're going to be technical, then the first game you won, you bet on the Giants. Okay, that one was a legit win. The second one, though, you bet on the Chargers over the Browns. The sports book gave the Browns 2 points, and the Chargers won by 2 points. So technically, you lost that one.
Oh, man. So it was a tie. So I didn't win. That was a tie. Okay.
Right.
So I'm 1-1. 1-0-1. And what about the third game?
Third game. Was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Atlanta Falcons.
Okay. And
so
I
you're
won
saying
that
technically
one.
You won that game because the Buccaneers didn't beat them by 10 points. Okay.
Right. Okay. So that's 2 wins and 1 loss. Now let's go to game number 4. Number 5, I guess.
So that's 2 wins and 4 losses. Okay.
No, I should have had a couple of wins.
You had two wins.
But I lost. I won Atlanta. And I lost Detroit and New England. So I'm 1-2. No, I'm 2-2. And then game number 5 was Cleveland and who did Cleveland play? Cleveland played.
They lost to the Chargers. 30-28.
They lost to the Chargers. Okay. And I took the Chargers. So that was a win. So that's 3 wins and 2 losses.
Okay.
And game number 6. I'm 3-2 going into game number 6.
So game number 6 is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Atlanta Falcons, and you won that one because Tampa Bay didn't beat the Falcons by more than 10 points. So that gives
right.
you 3
okay.
wins because that's game number
that
6.
Gives me
that
four
gives you 3
wins.
Wins and 3 losses.
I thought it was
3 wins. But the first game number 1, the Colts beat the Broncos. You bet on the Broncos. So that's 1 loss. Game number two,
okay,
the Giants beat the Packers. You bet on the Giants, so you're 1-1. Game number three, the Patriots beat the Lions. You bet on the Lions, so that makes you 1-2. Game number four, the Chargers beat the Browns. You bet on the Chargers, that makes it 2-2. Game number five, the Texans beat the Jaguars. You bet on the Jaguars, and that makes it 2 wins and 3 losses. Game number
I didn't get no points.
What's
with
that?
The Jaguars. I didn't get any points.
You bet on
the Jaguars.
Texans. No, because they gave the Texans points.
They gave the Texans how many points?
7 points.
And what was the score of the game?
So in order for you to win that one, first of all, the Jaguars would have had to win. Right?
If they lost,
hello?
If they, yeah.
The Jaguars would have had to win because you bet on the Jaguars, right?
I thought you said bet on Houston.
No, you bet on the Jaguars.
Okay. So the Jaguars lost. So I didn't take the points on Houston then. Okay. So I lost.
It didn't matter because you bet on the Jaguars. They would have had to win.
Right.
Period for you to even be, but they lost, so it doesn't matter. The points don't matter because they didn't have any points.
Okay.
Okay.
So, all right. So what
Tampa
was the
Bay
score of that
beat
game?
The Falcons. What? The Texans beat the Jaguars 13-6.
Okay, 13-6. And I didn't take any points in that game. I didn't take.
It didn't matter because you bet on the Jaguars and they lost. So points wouldn't have mattered because the Jaguars didn't have any points.
Okay. All right.
And you bet on them and they lost. So it didn't matter. So,
okay.
that's game number five. That gives you 2 wins and 3 losses. The next game was the Falcons and the Tampa Bay game, and you won because the Tampa Bay didn't beat the Falcons by 10 or more than 10 points. So that's a win for you. So that makes you 3-3.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
You
I'm caught up.
Ready to move on?
3-3. Yep. Game number 7.
All right. Game number seven. The Buffalo Bills beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 38-3. You bet on Steelers and over, and it was Bills and under.
Wow. Bills came out of the woodwork. Oh, they got their team together. All right. Good job. That was a game I lost for sure. I don't know why I bet on Pittsburgh. Maybe because they had been playing good. Okay. All right. So I'm 3-4.
Right. Game number 8, the Jets beat the Dolphins 40-17. You bet on Jets and under, and it was Jets, but over.
What was the score?
40-17.
40? Did you say 4-0?
4-0-17?
Woo!
Yep.
Man, the Jets are coming out the woodwork. Uh-oh. They got their team together. I knew Miami wasn't going to win because their quarterback got hurt. So they don't have a quarterback now. All right. Well, that's a win for G-Money. I knew that was going to happen. All right, so I'm 4-4. Let's go to game number 9.
Game number 9, the Minnesota Vikings beat the Chicago Bears 29-22. You bet on Bears and over, and it was Vikings and over. But the Vikings would have had to beat the Bears, because they gave the Bears 7.5 points. So the Vikings would have had to beat the Bears by 7.5 points, and they only beat them by 7. So you actually, technically, you won that one.
Oh, okay. So I took the Bears in the points, and the Vikings didn't cover the points. All right. That's good. That's a win for G Money. So what's my standing now? That's 5-4.
5-4. Game number 10. The Tennessee Titans beat the Washington Commanders 21-17. You bet on Commanders and under, but it was Titans and under. And even though the Commanders had 1.5 points, you still lost. They beat them by 4.
By 4. Oh, okay. So that's a loss for G Money. So I'm 5-5 now. All right. Game number 11.
11. New Orleans Saints beat the Seahawks 39-32. You bet on Seahawks and under, and it was Saints and over. And even though they gave the Seahawks 6 points, the Saints beat them by 7.
So I lost that one even with the point. Okay. So I'm 5-6 now. Okay, going to game number 12.
Game number 12, the 49ers beat the Panthers. You bet on 49ers and over, and it was 49ers and over.
All right. Good, good.
Six and six.
All right. That's a win for G Money. Yeah. All right.
Game number 13, the Eagles beat the Cardinals. You bet on the Eagles and under, and it was Eagles and under, which makes you a record of 7-6.
All right. 7-6. All right. More than 500. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. All right. So game number 14.
Game number 14, the Cowboys beat the Rams. You bet on the Rams, so that's a loss for G Money. That makes it 7 wins and
7 losses.
7 losses? No.
Yeah, 7-7. I was 7-6. I got to 500. And now I lost.
Yep, 7-7.
Man, you know, they were talking on the sports program. They're saying that the Cowboys are undefeated. The Cowboys got that many wins? I thought the Cowboys were losing a lot of games. What's their record?
The Cowboys?
They were talking, they were talking on the news like the Cowboys got a Super Bowl team, and their defense is so good, and they're going to be beating everybody in the season now. And I'm like, what? Not the Cowboys. And they're saying, they got the
Cowboys
best defense in the NFC. I'm like, no, in the NFC.
The Cowboys are 4-1, and which puts them in second place in the NFC East.
They're behind
and
the Eagles.
They're behind the Eagles. And just in the conference, that puts them in a three-way tie for second with the Giants and the Vikings.
Man, I can't believe the Cowboys won 4 games. Wow, that was shocking. And I heard that conversation this morning, and I was like, no, don't tell me the Cowboys are winning. And they won 4 games. Wow. Okay. Well, That's a loss for G Money because I was betting against the Cowboys. So I'm 7-8 now. Going to game number 16.
Game number 15, the Ravens beat the Bengals. You bet on Ravens and over, and it was Ravens, but under. But, hey, wait a minute. Let me look at this. They gave the Bengals 3 points, and the Ravens only won by 2. So I think you lost that one.
Oh, really? Oh, man. Wait a minute. Yeah, they kicked the field goal to win the game. Oh, man. So, yeah, that's a loss for G Money because I took the Bengals in 3. Oh, man, that's bad. Okay. So what's my record now? I was 7-8. Now
You were 7-7. You were 7-7. Now you're 7-8.
Okay, I'm 7-8. Tonight is going to be Monday Night Football, and that'll be game number 16.
Game number 16 is tonight. The Raiders play the Chiefs in Kansas City, and they're giving the Chiefs. They're giving the Raiders 7 points, and you chose the Chiefs and over.
Yeah, it ain't even gonna be close. The Raiders won't even come close. And they gave the Raiders how many points? Gave them like 6.
They gave the Raiders 7 points.
7 points. Well, I'm thinking Kansas City's going to beat the Raiders by more than 7. So I'm going to take Kansas City and the over. I think that's what I said. Kansas City and the over for the win. So if they win, then I'll be 8-8.
Right, you'll be 8-8.
Man, Raiders, don't do me wrong, Raiders. Go ahead and get beat up on. Kansas City, play a good game. Don't putter out playing the Raiders. Even though they're playing right here in Las Vegas. So the Raiders are playing at home. So I don't want the Raiders to get no superpowers and win. And Kansas City play poop but poor and lose. They just blew somebody out. They beat them 44-25 or something. So, all right, I'm digging Kansas City in the over for the win. So we'll see what happens. All right, well, until tonight, that's G Money Sports Report today. I'm 7-8 on week number 5. So, that's G Money Sports Report for today. So, October, and what is today? October 5 and 7 is 12, 11, 10. October 10th. 2022. All right, let's take a commercial break, play some music, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
So, we were in the airport, but we were still waiting on our buddy to come from security check-in section. And we were sitting talking with the flight attendants. So, they called us, and he walked out and met us halfway in the airport, and we went to the security section and picked him up. And he was mad. Oh, he was pissed off because he had to strip down to his underwear, and they checked his booty hole to see if he had any kind of ammunition or any kind of guns in his butt. Now, what kind of mess is that? And that's what he thought, too. What kind of mess is that? How am I going to carry a gun in my butthole? What kind of stupid do they think I am?
Boss, Steve, boss, yo, yeah. Yeah.
she goes to pick up the chair, and he thinks she's coming to him. And he backs up and knocks the lamp over, and it's a big-ass crash. And he's going, what the fuck? I'm out of here. And when he says that, he turns around, and they got two girls. They run up the stairs, and they had makeup on, and they had lipstick on, but their jaws were a little big, and they had a Adam's apple, and they had skirt on, and they had long boots on. So they looked like men, makeup on and stuff, and they had no tops on. But they looked like they had titties, except the titties hadn't grown up yet. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Gerard's Facebook page, or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worthing pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard.
by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So, welcome to Gregory's Story. I'm the entertainer for 2022. So, welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show. G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story. All right, I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a short story to share with you. There was a man that came home to work from work one Saturday afternoon, and he sat in his living room, and he was watching TV, and he was listening to the news. And then his wife told him she was having a dinner party that night, and she wanted him to go down to the shore of their beachfront property and take this bucket and collect some snails, because she wanted to have snails as an appetizer for the dinner that she was preparing. So the man got up, and the wife gave him a bucket, and he went down on the seashore and walked along the shore and started collecting snails. And while he was out there collecting snails, he looked down the seashore, and he saw this beautiful woman walking along the shoreline, and he saw her from a distance, and he really thought she looked beautiful, but she was so far away that he said, well, he wouldn't be able to talk to her because she's a long way away. So he was kind of wishing that she was closer so that he could have a conversation with her, but since she was so far away, he gave up the idea of talking to her, and he just continued to pick up the snails and fill his bucket with snails. And then he looked up, and the woman had walked up to him, had caught up with where he was picking up the snails on the seashore, and they started talking. And he had a nice conversation with the woman. And she invited him to her house to have a drink. So he said, sure, that sounds good. So he went to her house and had a drink with her. And he ended up having a couple of drinks with her. And he got a little bit drunk. And the next thing you know, he was in bed with the woman. And he ended up going to sleep and spending the night. And he woke up in the morning, about 7 o'clock in the morning, and he looked at the alarm clock that had gone off, and he saw that it was like 7 in the morning. And he said, oh, my God, I got to go. My wife is going to be looking for me. Oh, I'm going to get in so much trouble. So he got up and got dressed, and he grabbed the bucket, and he ran out the house, and he ran down the shoreline to his beachfront property And then he was climbing up the stairs to his house, and he dropped the bucket, and the snails all fell out on the steps. And he looked at the snails, and then he looked up at the door, and his wife was standing at the door, and she had her hands on her hips, and she was mad. And she was like, where have you been all night? And you missed the dinner party, and you didn't even get my snails so that I could have appetizers for my guests. And the man looked at her, then he looked at the snails, and then he looked at her again, and then he looked at the snails, and he said, come on, fellas, we're almost home. Just a little further, and we'll be home. Oh, MG Money, the pimp coming. And if you didn't know, now you know. There was a man that went to a bar, and he was drinking at the table, and he kind of got drunk and was leaning over the table, and the bartender came to him and thought he had too much to drink. So the bartender decided he wasn't going to serve him any more drinks. And he told him, he said, man, I'm cutting you off because I think you had too much to drink. And the man didn't say anything. He was just unconscious. So the bartender went back to the bar, and he had a friend that was sitting at the bar. And he told him, he said, could you do me a favor? And the man sitting at the bar said, sure, what's the favor? He said, you see that man over there leaning against his table, laying across his table? And the man said, yeah, I see him. He said, could you do me a favor and give him a ride home? Because I think he had too much to drink, and I'm not serving him no more alcohol. So can you give him a ride? I'll give you the address to his house, and you can just give him a ride home. And the man said, sure, I'm a Christian. I'll give him a ride home. So the bartender wrote down the address and handed it to the man. And he said, okay. And he got up and he walked over to the table where the man was laying across the table. And he picked him up and said, all right, sir, it's time for you to go home. I think you had a little too much to drink. And I'm going to give you a ride home. And he picked the man up and stood him up at the table. And when he let the man go, the man fell to the floor. And he said, oh, no, you really had too much to drink, and you can't even stand up. So he picked the man up again, and he put him across his back, and he carried him out of the bar. And when he got to his car, he leaned the man against his car. And then he went to unlock the passenger door, and the man slid down to the ground again. And the man unlocked the door and opened the door. And then he picked the man up, and he put him inside the car. And then he strapped him in the car real tight. And then he closed the passenger door. And he walked around to the driver's side and opened the door and got in the car. And he said, man, you really had too much to drink. I'm going to take you home. So you just sit back and relax while I drive you to your house. And the man didn't say anything. He was just kind of wobbling in the seat. And the driver, drove him home to his house. And when he got to the house, he parked in front of the house and he got out of the car and he walked around to the passenger side and he unlocked the passenger door and opened the door. And then he helped the man out of the car. And the man slid down on the ground. And the man was like, oh, no, you can't even stand up. Okay. So he picked the man up and stood him against the car. And then he closed the passenger door. And he kind of held the man by his shoulders. And he carried the man to the car. And when he got to the door, he knocked on the door, and then he leaned the man against the wall of the house. And a woman answered the door, and the man said, ma'am, is this your husband? And she said, yes, that is. And he said, well, I was at the bar with him, and we think he had too much to drink, so I gave him a ride home. So I hope he's okay. And she said, oh, well, that was nice of you. Thank you very much for being a Christian and helping my husband home. And he said, yes, it was no problem. And then she said, but I got one question. And he said, yes, ma'am, what's your question? He said, where's my husband's wheelchair? Oh, I'm G Money, the pimp comic. If you don't know, now you know. All right. White as a bear, wear a big fur coat because he looked really stupid wearing a sweater. All right. Well, now it's time for a song. DJ Papa D, play a song, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
That's where I wanted to go. I wanted to go play in the show. I almost made it. I was just that close to playing in the pros. And I got hit with a baseball trying to show off my batting style. I was trying to show my coach I could hit left-handed, even though I just got up and hit a 550-foot shot right-handed. So I switched it up trying to show off, and I was fast, too. So they knew I could run. So I was just showing them I could get on base if I'm batting right-handed or left-handed. And I was going to steal some bases. Oh, yeah, I was going to get up and show out. And I got hit in the face with a hanging curveball.
And we looked up, and the blood had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like a DUI. How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you. You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So, welcome everybody to Monday's radio show, and I'm G Money, and welcome everybody to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a couple of jokes to share with you. There was a man that came home from work, and he was sitting on his sofa in the living room, and he was watching TV, and he was reading the newspaper, and his wife was getting mad at him because he wasn't helping cleaning up around the house. And he told his wife that he had anxiety problems, and he was trying to relax, and he didn't need her fussing at him. And she said, well, I'm doing all the work around the house. While I'm cooking your dinner, I cook your meal every day, and I'm cleaning the house. I'm mopping the floor, and I'm vacuuming the living room, and I'm dusting all the wooden furniture in the house, and I'm cleaning the windows. And I do all of that, and you come home and you don't help me do anything. You just sitting in the on a sofa when you come home, and you want to read the newspaper. You don't offer me any help at all. You just don't think you're supposed to do anything. And then he started saying, well, you know, I get up and I eat that food that you cook, and you're not a very good cook, and you just put some slop in front of me, and you expect me to eat it without any problems. So I got to get my mind right before I go in the kitchen and eat your food. And she was like, oh, that's ridiculous. I'm so upset with you. I don't know what to do. In fact, we need to go talk to a psychiatrist because I think you have problems. And so they got up and they went and got in the car and they went to a psychiatrist's office. And the man was saying that he was really having problems. He had anxiety and he was trying to come home and relax from work. And his wife always wanted him to do something. And she couldn't just let him sit at home and relax after he worked all day long. He wanted to come home and just sit down and read the newspaper and watch the TV, watch a sports program or something. And she would always be complaining that he isn't helping. And so they came to talk to the doctor to see if he had any information that he could talk to her about that would help her understand his situation. And the man was like, yeah, so that's the problem. That's why we're here. She got issues. And so the doctor said, okay, sir, would you mind sitting in the waiting room? I want to talk to your wife by herself and see what kind of problems she has that she wants to discuss. And he said, okay, I'll go sit in the waiting room and let you talk to my wife. So he walked out the door and went and sat in the waiting room. And the psychologist asked his wife, so what is your problem with your husband? And she said, well, he doesn't help me do anything around the house. I mean, I'm cooking and cleaning, and I do all of the work around the house, and he doesn't offer to help me at all. I cook for him every day. I cook breakfast in the morning, and I cook dinner at night, and he doesn't even appreciate it. He hasn't said thank you or the food was good or anything. He's just complaining, and he just fusses about everything that I do. And I'm telling him, I'm doing a whole lot of work around the house. I understand that you go to work in the morning and you do your job and you sit behind your desk and you do your job. But you don't give me no consideration. You don't tell me anything about how good the house looks, or you don't tell me how good the food tastes, and you talking about I can't cook and you got issues with my meals. Well, I'm getting up early in the morning and I fix you breakfast and then I fix you dinner at night, and your food is always prepared when you come home to eat, and you don't even say thank you for cooking your dinner or your breakfast. I don't think you have any niceness in your heart. You don't say anything to let me know that you appreciate what I do for you. And the psychiatrist said, well, he seems as though he has an anxiety problem, which could be really bad for his health. And if you don't be nice to him, it's possible that his anxiety situation, he could die. So I think in order for him to live a long time, you need to understand his situation. You need to thank him. I mean, be considerate of his meals that you're fixing for him. And even though he isn't saying nice stuff to you, you need to understand that he really appreciates what you do and that you clean the house and you do all the work around the house, and he appreciates it because he really couldn't do it himself. So he's kind of in a bad situation and he just wants to relax and take care of, you know, paying the bills and going to work and getting the money and that kind of thing. So understand what he's thinking about. So what I suggest you do is when you're cooking his breakfast or his dinner, you put some candles on the table and you light the candles and you make it like a candlelight breakfast and a candlelight dinner. And you make him feel like he's appreciated for him going to work and coming home every day. And he's coming home and bringing you the money to pay your bills and stuff. So show him that you appreciate that. And I think he'll be a little better. I think if you do that, then he will show you some appreciation, and he will be a better husband. I'm pretty sure that's what he's looking for. He's just looking for a little appreciation for his work that he does. And She said, oh, okay. Thank you, doctor. I'll think about that. So she went out and got him, and they went and sat in the car, and she was driving home. And the man said, well, what did the doctor tell you? I mean, you sat in there and talked to him, and I know you told him all kinds of stories about me. You talked bad about me and everything. So what did he tell you about my situation? She said, well, he told me that you have a problem, and I need to understand your situation. And the man said, yeah, that sounds like good advice. So what do you think? She said, I think you're going to die. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I have a short story to share with you. When I was in the eighth grade in my Catholic elementary school, I joined this program at school, and it was called Junior Achievement. And the program was to teach us how to make products to form our own business and to be able to make money selling the products that we created in our home business. And so we would show up once a week at the Junior Achievement office, and I would show up with all of the people from my class or that were in the program. And my project was to make a lamp that we were making that we could take home, and it had a candle in the lamp, and if we ever had electricity problems at our house, we could pull the lamp out and set it up in the house, and we could have light in our house. And that was the goal of making the lamp, so that we could have light in the house if we had electrical breakdowns in the house. So the lamp was made of a crystal bowl that we put over a metal frame that was like a handle, and the frame sat on top of the handle, and inside the frame we had a place to put a candle that we would stick on this bowl, on this frame, and it would be connected to this glass bowl that was around the frame. And we could light the candle, and we painted the bowl so that it looked really pretty. We had different types of paint. We put paint on it that would crystallize, and it would show a different design on the bowl. And it was really nice. You could carry it around. Like if you didn't have light in your house, you could just light the candle inside the lamp and just carry it around the house. And that would give you light in your house if you had electricity problems in your house. So that would give you light in your house. And we sold those lamps. We made them in Junior Achievement program. It was like we went to a office and we made the lamp inside the office, and we painted it and we sprayed it different colors and then we fought, we bent the metal to make a handle in the metal frame, and we were able to carry it around, and it was a really nice project. And our company was a company that we formed, and we went out into the community and we sold the lamps to people in the community so that if they ever had electric problems where they didn't have any light, then they could always take the lamp out and light the lamp, and that would light up their house. And so we made a lot of lamps in our program. Every time we went to the program, we made a bunch of lamps, and we sold them, and we kept track of the amount of money we made selling the lamps. So that was our business. It was like a children's business that they were showing us how to go into business for yourself and how to be an entrepreneur of making lamps that you could sell to the community, and the community would use the lamps when the lights went out in their house. So we made, like, in a period of time, we made like 100 lamps, and we went out and sold them in the community, and we kept track on the number of lamps we made so that we could keep track on how much money we were generating by making the lamps in our program. So at the end of the program, we were supposed to get the knowledge on how we could make the lamps and we could sell them and we could earn money. And that was the purpose of making the lamps, for us to be able to be entrepreneurs and make a project that we could sell in the community for people to be able to have lamps if they have their electricity in their house go out. They could pull out their lamps and they could light the candle, and the candle would light up and it would show the light in the house that the lamps were in. So that was the purpose of us learning how to make the lamps. And it was the business of being an entrepreneur where we learned to be in business for ourselves, but we learned how to make the lamps and be able to generate income for ourselves. And working in that project was supposed to give us some work experience so that when we graduated from the eighth grade, we could go to work for the company that was sponsoring the program, the Junior Achievement Program. We were working with McDonnell Douglas, which was an aircraft company, and we were supposed to be getting training on how to be in business for ourselves and how beneficial being able to work for ourselves would be beneficial for us as young students to be able to grow up and be able to produce a product that we could sell to the community and we could earn money. And that was the purpose of us doing the project, to be able to be in business for ourselves, to sell the product and earn the money and be able to create an income for ourselves. And the school project lasted the whole semester in school. And that was how we were supposed to learn how it how the business worked and how we could be in business for ourselves and the purpose of being in business for yourself so you could learn to make money by producing a product that you could sell and you could generate money for your home. And I thought that was really interesting. And we were told that when we graduated from high school, we would be able to go to McDonnell Douglas and we would be able to get a job working for McDonnell Douglas. All we had to do was go in and fill out an application at McDonnell Douglas, and we'd let them know that we got work experience by making that lamp in the project. And that was supposed to be our work experience, that we were supposed to be able to use that when we go to the McDonnell Douglas after we graduated from high school. We could let McDonnell Douglas know that we had experience working in a job situation. So that was the purpose of Junior Achievement. It was teaching us how to be in business for ourselves. And when we graduated from high school, we were supposed to be able to go to Junior Achievement and go to the company that sponsored our Junior Achievement program, which was McDonnell Douglas. We were supposed to go to them and be able to apply for a job. And they would see that if we have work experience, and that they would hire us to go to work as an intern at McDonnell Douglas. Well, after I graduated, I went to McDonnell Douglas trying to get a job, and they told me I didn't have any good quality work experience. They didn't want to accept my candle as work experience. And I told them I worked in Junior Achievement, and I created a candle, and we had an independent business that we generated money. We sold the candles, and we made money. So I was an entrepreneur in the eighth grade, and now I'm coming to McDonnell Douglas, and I'm trying to fill out an application so I can get a job here, because that's what the program was supposed to be. It was supposed to be an educational program to give me work experience. But McDonnell Douglas didn't qualify that as a job. So I didn't get any work experience credit, and I didn't get to go to work for McDonnell Douglas, even though I worked in Junior Achievement for a whole semester. So I was just disappointed. They lied to us. That was a lie that they gave us. They gave us false hope, thinking that we could get a job. Mm-hmm. And it didn't work. So that's my story. DJ, back to the radio show. Play some music, and we get ready to give recognition to all the birthdays that we're celebrating today. On October 10th, 2022. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Hey, we had some rain in Las Vegas yesterday. I just heard about it, though, because I was inside in the bed. So I heard about
everybody from all of the girls I talked to today, they said it was beautiful. I love the rain. And I'm like, how can you love the rain unless you have a boyfriend to love the rain with? I don't know what them girls are talking about. But they said they loved the rain. It was so pretty. How can you like the rain and you don't even have a boyfriend to walk in the rain with? Isn't rain and weather lovers' weather? Isn't that weather where you sit and you cuddle and you hug and you kiss in the rain? Ain't that what the rain is about? What are they talking about? We enjoyed the rain. It was so pretty. I'm like, come on, pass me with that nonsense. And I don't want to be in the rain. I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower. I like going swimming, though.
Thank you.
My daddy went fishing. He went deep sea fishing. And he took me a couple of times on the boat. And we went way out in the middle of the ocean where I couldn't even see the shore. I couldn't see land no more. I couldn't see anything but ocean all around me. And I did some fishing, and I caught some fish. And my daddy caught a big fish. It was as tall as he was. And my daddy was short. He was only 5'8". So he wasn't a football-playing man. Even though he played sports, he played tennis, he was a bowler, and eventually he played golf. And he took me out there, and I got sick. I threw up on the water.
This is G-Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. All right, ladies and gentlemen, yes, Las Vegas, let's talk NFL football. Time to get your horses up, put your money up. This year, we're going for the win. We got 16 weeks, so follow along with G and see if G Money is going to be able to pick a winner. Every week, I'm going to be in it to win it.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
This is Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting around the world. And I got the best radio show on the planet. I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story. Well, it's Monday, and now it's time for me to shut my radio show down. It's time for me to get off the air, get out the air chair, and go somewhere. I got people to see and places to go, don't you know? So I got to get out of here. But before I go, I want to wish all the birthday people, the people that are celebrating their birthdays today on October 10th, I want you to celebrate your birthday, and I want to wish you best wishes for your birthday. And I want to sing you a song. So, after we acknowledge all of the people that are celebrating their birthday for today, then I'm going to sing you a song. So, DJ Papa D, do we have any birthdays that we can acknowledge today so that I can sing them a happy birthday greeting and make them feel better on the day of their birth?
Yeah, we have a few birthdays today. Happy birthday to M. Fame Moore, who's 43 years old. Happy birthday to Tracy Wells, 42 years old. Happy birthday to John Wicks, 59 years young. Happy birthday to Willie Ned, who is 52 years young. Happy birthday to Masoudi Stollard. Happy birthday to Ajani, the designer, Collins, 41 years old. Happy birthday to Rhonda Dixon. Happy birthday to Jay Jones. Happy birthday, Marie DuPont. And last but not least, happy birthday to Maisha Mabain. So that's it for birthdays. So happy birthday to everyone who's celebrating their birthday today, October 10th, 2022.
Well, all right. Well, happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today. All the Libras in the house, I love you. I'm a Sagittarian, so I really love my Libras. My Libra ladies make me feel so proud. They love all my women. They make me the man that I am. I ask God to bless them every day because I really understand. Yes, I love the Libras. Boy, I'm so glad we got Libra women in the house and in the vicinity and in the world because they make my day bright and sunny and make it all right. So I'm going to sing happy birthday to you, and it goes like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you today, October 10th, 2022. May you have a good day today and a better day tomorrow on 10-10-2022. Whoa, those are some good numbers. I'm going to go to the casino and bet those numbers. So like 10, 10, 20, and 22. Oh, those are good numbers. I know people born on today had a gracious day. They were born under the Spirit of God and His Holy Savior, our Lord and Savior, had a good day. When they put your birthday together, it was a day of glorified angels singing praise to you. Oh, yeah. Happy, happy birthday. Yes, happy birthday to all of you born today on 10-10-2022. Boy, those are some good numbers. I'm going to go to the casino and bet on those numbers because that sounds like a lucky number situation. 10, 10, 20, and 22? Oh, my God. That has to be money. That has to be money. And I'm G Money, and that's money. I hear money ringing out of my ears. I'm hearing it ring on their birthday. So happy birthday, and may God bless you all, and may the Lord Jesus Christ bless you and keep you in his glory. Amen. So, DJ Papa D, without further ado, I say let us pray. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.